Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
G'day, Jeff. I hope you're well this afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. A new artificial intelligent website will search the internet for any picture that you might be featured in. You say it's a little creepy how often your face actually appears online. I suppose if you're in the media, it could be, couldn't it?
Well, not even that. I mean, imagine just if you're a young person, you go to nightclubs, you're in photos with people, you don't necessarily see them again. Has that photo been posted online? You would never know. There's a lot of photos that people probably have with strangers or people they've just met, and they don't really see where that photo does end up. But if it does go online, you can now go and put a picture of yourself into this tool so it shows what face you have, and then it goes and scours the entire internet for anything that resembles you. And I tried it with my picture, and it was a lot of obvious ones that showed up, but there were some that I hadn't seen before. So it was surprising that my little face had appeared in some images, sometimes Facebook, sometimes elsewhere. So, yeah, if you're interested, it's called Pim Eyes, and you can just upload a photo of yourself and get some results.
What's it called?
Pim Eyes. So Pim like the drinks, and then Eyes, E-Y-E.
So is it a double M, P-I-double-M?
Single M, so not exactly like the drink.
So it's P-I-M Eyes.
Correct.
All right, there you go. My goodness. If you see someone licking their lips randomly in future, they may be actually interacting with their phone. What?
This is crazy. I mean, I don't know who needed this gadget, but it is something that sits on your upper lip, and every section of this gadget can have a different reaction based on where it's tapped. So if you use your tongue to tap the left-hand side of your upper lip, it might answer a call or skip a song. Or if you swipe your tongue from left to right, it might turn the volume up on your phone. This is a gadget that has been developed by the University of Chicago. I don't know why, and I don't know who really needed it. It's not hard to pull your phone out of your pocket and just use it, but this is a shortcut that they're looking to test and see what works.
The FBI is suggesting we stop using random USB ports to charge our phones, particularly at airports, due to security concerns. I would say shopping centres as well.
Yeah, shopping centres. Anywhere where you do find those USB ports when you're desperate for a charge, they're basically calling out it's a risk because you don't know how those ports have been tampered with. Those ports could actually be taking data off your phone, like your contact list, or it could be installing software on your phone as well. Now, I do use these ports. My quick tip, if you're concerned about security, is turn your phone off while it's charging in those ports. If the phone is off, it can't be accessed.
Can I ask you, what about in emergency rooms? I've unfortunately been to a few emergency rooms in hospitals of late, and they have these phone chargers there. Is it the same deal? Turn your phone off if you're going to charge your phone in one of these emergency rooms at hospitals?
I mean, it would be less likely that a cyber criminal has gotten to one of those USB ports. But in a public area, they can be more easily tampered with. So, I mean, if it was a patient that did it before they decided to check out, you'd be a little bit surprised.
Okay. These new speakers from Sonos, I've seen them advertised. They're worth a lot of money, but they're all reports pretty damn good.
Yeah, look, they are pretty good. I've got both of the new ones at my place at the moment. And, yeah, they sound fantastic. They are an investment into actually speakers if you're into your audio. But one thing that has changed from last year's models is they don't support the Google Voice Assistant anymore, which to me is a bit of a big problem. So you can still buy last year's models, and if you're into the Google Assistant, that might be the thing you do. Otherwise, the speakers themselves, yeah, they're very, very good.
What voice assistant do they use?
They use the Amazon one, which is still very good. It just depends on what ecosystem you've already built in your home. Some people have already stuck to one camp, and it can be hard to switch.
What's this ChatGPT? There's a lot of hype around about ChatGPT. Snapchat has added a new AI bot for you to talk to, as in an artificial intelligence bot for you to talk to, and it might be the best reason to get onto the platform. This is the ChatGPT platform.
Yeah, look, I'm not big on Snapchat. I have used it. And I have it on my phone. But I realized last week that they added a contact called My AI, and it's effectively someone or something that you can talk to, and you can ask it whatever question you like, and it actually generates answers for you very quickly. It's almost like an advanced Google search where I ask a question, what wine goes with Thai food? Bang, within seconds, it told me to try Riesling because of, you know, spicy chili foods inside Thai dishes. But then I also asked it to write me a birthday card for a four-year-old on the weekend. I got that in 1 second. And I also asked it to write a paragraph about the Himalayas, and I got a paragraph very quickly as well. So if you need artificial intelligence, you don't have to use ChatGPT or complicated websites with code. You can actually just use Snapchat now, and it could be simpler.
The Alexas and the Siris of the world, they need a long way to go, don't they, in reference to getting information to you when you ask them a question. I mean, they're good if you want to know the time or the weather, but when you start to get serious about information, you know, they fall over all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a very short period of time before we start using our voice assistants in the same way. So me asking those questions via chat, I will be able to do via voice very, very soon. I think Google and Amazon would have been frowned upon if they did it first. We would have found it very creepy if the Google assistant knew so much. But I think now that these other companies have done it, Google can come in second and say us too, and it will make it a bit easier for us to understand.
All right, Jeff, thank you, mate. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us each and every week. We'll catch up with you next Wednesday. Hang on. No, we won't. I'll get my people to get in touch with your people, and we'll try and schedule something else.
Can't wait. Speak soon.
Okay, mate. Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye, mate. Bye. See ya.